You're in Georgia now. You're an hour away from where Ahmaud Arbery was killed. 2-3 weeks later, this situation happens in Minneapolis. Can you explain to people who are not black men what that feels like?
Cool. It is devastating. It enrages me, and I'm just being honest here. It makes me angry. But at the same time, I'm not surprised. I've told people that since I moved to the South, I have seen fewer Confederate flags here than I saw when I was living in the Northland. And that remains to be true. So for something like that to happen in Minneapolis, and this is not the first incident of its kind to happen in Minneapolis or the Twin Cities area, it was not at all surprising to me. There is an undercurrent of racism in Minnesota and Wisconsin, that a lot of people don't recognize because they've never really had to deal with race. And that's specifically for northern Minnesota. But in the Twin Cities, they've had race riots there before. Nothing's ever been fixed. And so for me as a black man, it is here we go again and again and again. What's so devastating and disappointing is that when these things started to pop up on social media and they were being recorded, you start to hope that, oh, this might be a turning point for us because people can actually see it happening. They didn't believe us when we were just saying these things were happening to us and our community. Now they can see it. And what I realized was even seeing it did not bring about enough change and enough belief in what is happening to us out in these streets.
You have used social media to talk about some of these issues. When people began the criticism of the protests, when people started to say, this is no way to affect change, and this is not the way to handle it, you did get extremely heated, very articulate, never abusive, but very heated, and you spoke with great honesty and great pain. Talk about your response to people who say this is not the way to go about making change.
Because to say that, I did get heated about that. And I'm trying to put into words why that was so triggering for me. It's triggering because that there's no other way to say it. Who are you to say, and to continue to say, how we should express our outrage, our sadness, our pain, our disappointment, our disgust? Who are you to tell us, well, that's not the right way to do it? And it's not just that, it's that there is a long history of that in this country. Every right that has been granted to women, black people, Native American people, Latino, Latinx people, we have had to force the population to let us have those rights. And so for someone to say, well, but in trying to get treated better, this just isn't the way to do it, then what's the way? We as specifically black people, we have done and tried literally everything. Literally everything. Silent protest, You know, you lie down in the street in protest, you march in protest, you take a knee in protest. And every single thing we've done meets that same wall of, well, that's not the way you get it done. A lot of people don't know or forget or don't explain to their children that when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a civil rights leader and alive in this country, he was considered an enemy of the state. White people, for the most part, did not like him. They did not like what he was trying to do. He was considered an agitator. And I'm talking the peaceful, nonviolent Martin Luther King Jr. He had to be talked into the nonviolent approach. That was not initially where he thought the civil rights movement was going to go or should go. So yeah, there's a lot of outrage. There's a lot of anger. And when that goes unanswered, unsatisfied for decades, centuries, that's going to bubble over. And so I do want to make it clear that I believe that many of the people who were looting and causing quote unquote trouble, those were not the protesters you saw out on the street initially protesting. I believe that there were people in those crowds who were instigators. At the same time, though, I find it appalling that someone can pivot so quickly to, oh, but they shouldn't be, you know, harming businesses and TVs and properties, but we can't get you to feel as passionately about the reason that that's happening. And the reason is because Black men and women are being unjustly gunned down, chased, beaten. So no, to me, it is not okay to judge the reaction to generations of the kind of abuse that has been brought upon the Black community and continues to be. What are we supposed to do? And I'm not saying that violence and looting and rioting is right, but you know, there's a great quote from Dr. King, and I bring him up because a lot of people will throw Dr. King in our faces and say, well, MLK wouldn't have done this, or MLK wouldn't have approved that. No, he wouldn't have approved it, but he understood rioting because he understood where that came from. And it is a desperation to be heard from those who are not being heard. And we continue to not be heard.